Okay, this voice note is to clear up a bit of confusion, I would say. So this is Kortpad Kaapto, and we at the moment, we had about three different Kortpad Kaapto. We had the normal traditional one that was made by pressing out the juice, fermenting in old French oak barrels, some clay amphora, and then bottled. That was the first one. Then we had a riper picking in 2019. Which was a more extracted, more ripe flavored, almost more like a Viognier, a ripe Viognier. And then we had the other Kortpad Kaapto now in 2020. And the 2020 Kortpad Kaapto, the one that you've got there, it's the golden label with the black writing. It is a skin contact version. So the wine is super interesting. It fermented as whole bunches. So we took all these bunches of Fernal Perez and we threw it into a big container. We squashed it with our feet and we let it undergo spontaneous fermentation for about 3 to 4 weeks. It was lying on the stems and the skin. So it fermented completely dry on the skins. The tannin from the skins and the stem became part of the wine. And it is an orange wine, if you want to put it like that, but not orangey in color, not orangey in characteristics, in my opinion. It is more towards a white wine than that, very spicy, very Indian almost feel to it. And that is the skin contact version of Kortpad Kaapto. Again, the golden label with the black writing. I need to differentiate between the different ones in future because it's super confusing. But so I need to think of a new name for that specific one. But really delicious. I think there's a long future for this wine.